Hello, welcome to God Nick Eats Podcast. This is your host, you know, God Nicky, of course. Here, and first of all, I just want to say thank you guys for like actually listening to me. Like, I've noticed like increase in viewers and things like that. I haven't reached like 10 plays yet on one of them, but like, regardless, just like still like people actually coming out and listen. So far, it looks like it's been about like six people, like unique listeners, they say, like listening to me, which is honestly more than I ever thought I was gonna get. I didn't expect this to be like super long and huge and things like that. Well, not long, but like, you know, kind of getting traction. I just recently made a Twitter for like, you know, just for like anime and manga stuff. So if you want to follow it. It's God Nicky 96, I believe. I just started. Oh, you guys can hear the sound of it. Sorry about that. I thought, you know, today I'll just take it a little bit more casual because, you know, I have finals. Finals been taking up a long amount of time, which is really cool. And it's actually been stressful, but I've been going to the gym a lot recently too, so it's kind of, you know. I'm trying to just get the summer body. I know everybody can relate to that. You know, this machine just, I'm just not looking good. But back to the topic on hand that I wanted to talk about was how Demon Slayer, well, it's not how Demon Slayer. I think, in my opinion, if you had to pit any of your friends on, like, anime, manga, and things like that, Demon Slayer is the perfect one. Easy, simple plot. Dude wants to heal his sister by killing the dude who turned her into a demon with the help of friends. And that's literally the plot. But, I made it, of course, it's just simplified. I just simplified it, but, regardless, I really think this is easily one of the best animes to get anybody into, to fall in love with. Another one would be, well, for me, since I was raised off anime, I couldn't really, like, give you some of the stuff I was, like, originally pinned on, because I was, like, originally pinned on, like, Gundam, because Gundam has to do with, like, governments and things like that. That's literally, I was put on like Fist of the North Star, Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z is an easy one to get into, but I would never really recommend that to be the first one. If it's a girl or like, you know, someone just, because a lot of girls don't really like Dragon Ball Z, as I know, like all my friends that are girls, they couldn't get into it, but they could get into Demon Slayer, which I found out. One, like Demon Slayer's animation, their animation is crisp. You know, they're the same people who made Fate, dude. That shit is beautiful as hell. I don't understand why people be like, oh, like the one hate on Demon Slayer is people think it's just a hot girl, no personality. Demon Slayer is really good. Like, regardless, I think the characters are like really enjoyable. My favorite character is Zenitsu. A lot of people hate Zenitsu for the simple fact that he cries a lot. I just think that's really funny. And like, let's be real, who wouldn't cry in a situation where it's hella demons? Like, I would be scared too, to be honest. And the fact that he like chased that girl, he's not horny. But dude be like, yeah, I just want to get married. Like, I can relate to that. Kind of like chasing a girl. Not chase, but, you know, kind of chase them. But, you know the deal. Oh, I just dropped my phone. Give me 1 second. Eek. Another thing. Inosuke. Inosuke, Black Air Force energy. If you're a man, you love Inosuke, probably. He's stupid. But, like, you know, he's all about the fight. Like, who doesn't love the action? Matter of fact, the fucking action in this is pretty much, it's clean as fuck. Like, the fight scenes, I'm not even talking about the demon fight. I'm talking about the Inosuke, Tanjiro first meet fight, where Inosuke hits the little breakdancing move, and Tanjiro, like, hits him. I'm gonna call him Tanjiro, like, Tangelo. Funny word to me. But, I feel like every character has their moments, which is kind of cool. For instance, Zenitsu, he fought that one demon with the long tongue, and you see him hit his first hits his thunderclap and flash. And honestly, when I first seen it, I was like, wow, who would expect that from him? Like, he was crying all this time, and he was saying, I'm built different when I'm sleeping. I was like, dude is dope. And then Tanjiro's fights are always, especially, what's it, I believe, versus the upper, no, it's, I think it's upper moon, yeah, it's upper moon 6, that's what it was, versus that little up and six kid. I enjoyed that fight, but someone followed me back. Sorry about that. But yeah, Upper Moon 6, I think that fight was pretty cool. But it also showed, like, of course, I'm going to spoilers, just to let you know. With the Upper Moon 6, it really showed the gap between Tanjiro and his crew and the Pillars. Because, what was his name? Oh my god. See, every time I go to her, I always forget characters' names, and I usually never do. I can talk to, like, when I talk to my friends, but when I'm on here, it's a completely different thing, man. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Now I gotta... And it's one dude. It's one dude. Oh, my. You know who I'm talking about. He's the water style pillar. That's how I know him. But, forget that. Giyu. That's his name. Giyu. I wondered, almost called him Miyu, but it was Giyu. When Giyu shows up, he instantly hits her with a null, whatever, and just ends her. Well, I don't mean to say it's not a girl. I think it's actually a boy, but they, for instance, because I don't know if they're non-binary. That's why I'm just going to put them as they, because I can't remember exactly. Because it's been a while since I watched, like, the actual TV show, read the manga. The latest thing I watched was the Mugen Train, which showed my nigga Rengoku. Oh, by the way, if you guys don't know, I can say that in word because I'm black, of course. That probably thinks you guys may not think I am, but yeah, besides the point, Rengoku. God, don't get me started. Rengoku goated, even though his little arc wasn't even that long. Well, my brother told me it was a lot longer than I thought it was when we read it, because lately, because I've been on that One Piece binge, all, like, you know, One Piece arcs like 60 something chapters long, but this, I don't know how long was that chapter. I mean, the arc, I'm getting off topic, besides the point. But yeah, the fight between Rengoku and Upper Moon 3, I think his name is like Kaza or something. That, don't even get me started. I think all the pillars are cool. I don't think I hate a single one. My favorite one is the Sound Pillar. That man is saucy. And you know I love the Love Pillar. Mitsuru Kanjuro, Karuji. Mm. Bro, she is fine. Pink hair girl. Shorty is fine as a motherfucker. Oh, don't make me. I'm about to be horny on podcast. I'm usually always horny on me when I'm with my friends, so it's normal. But I have to respect the Serpent Pillar for the simple fact that he booked Shorty. You know, he had a crush on Shorty, so, you know. At first, I didn't like the Wind one, but now it makes sense why I didn't like the Wind one once you get his backstory. I'm not trying to spoil everything for you. Like, all of them have, like, something about them I always really liked. The Mist Pillar is one of my favorites, though. Even though, you know, manga people know what's up with the Mist Pillar. But, and I just think this is a perfect, you know, the bad guy's evil. Muzan is terrible. So you instantly get a dislike of him, which makes it not, you know, you know, it's not like ambiguous, super villain where you have to like lean, oh yeah, I could possibly like him. No, Muzan, you just don't like him at that point. Like, I don't care. If you like Muzan, you're, like, weird. It's just like, you know, Yoshikage Kira and, like, and Dio, you just have to not unlike him, but, you know, like, dude is just a bad guy. That's how you know. It's not like, let me think, like, Itachi, Pain, and all of them. You know, you're like, oh, okay, now I get, like, why he did this. Like, Muzan is just a dick at the end of the day. He's just an immortal demon dick. That came out kind of weird, but, you know. Sorry, I drink a lot of water, too. I've been trying to drink more water instead of, like, juice and stuff. Helps me, it helps, like, with my weight and stuff, I think. Hopefully, and I kind of like that, like, each breathing style, like, can branch off to another breathing style, such as, like, flame and fire, I think. What birds branched off to from each other, and then you got like the insect with the flowers, things like that. Well, flowers, it was flowers to insects, I think, and things like that. You can see them branch, of course. So it shows like actual, like, you know. And then the moon. What I like about the demons, like them fighting the demons, is that it doesn't just take one sometimes to beat them. Like for at least the upper ones, it takes multiple of these guys to like jump them. And, like, it's kind of cool to see, like, the actual hero side struggling and have no formally like plans and things to beat them. At least for like the Upper Moon 1, 2, 3. I don't remember if Upper Moon 4 had to deal with like multiple. Like even God, the designs of everybody is so cool. I don't think there's one like terrible design. Cause even whichever one had the genie, the one in a bottle, that's the only one I didn't like design on it. Cause it was like freaky. His like mouth, I think his mouth was his eyes. Hold on, let me now I'm about to look this up, dude. Like this thing is ridiculous. Upper Moon. I think it's Upper Moon 4. All right, here we go. 12 moons, pretty much. Okay, let's see. I gotta add. I hate when I get ads on Wikipedia. Don't mind me. Okay, here we go. Now we are. Wow. That is crazy. How are the things not available? That don't make no sense on a Wikipedia. Like, here we go. Oh no, maybe it was Upper Moon 5? Does it make sense how I can find the Wikipedia for like one of the Upper Moons? But couldn't find like the actual, oh, here we go, manga spoilers. Oh, they was shit, that was the anime status, I'm stupid. Okay, Upper Moon 5. 5 is the only one I like, because I think it's creepy having like his mouth as his eyes and his eye as his mouth. That is creepy. I love the former sixes. Where? Oh, Ryu. What? I did not know Ryu was Lower Moon 5. I thought he was Upper Moon this entire time. Well, there goes me not listening. But damn, that just shows you the big gap. But Upper Moon 1, 2, 3 are the coldest niggas in this entire, like, moon. Like, all the demons, 1, 2, 3 is the coldest niggas. I don't like Muzan like that. Like, I don't like how the ending was with Muzan. So it was like, and fuck Upper Moon 6. It's always fuck Upper Moon 6. You know which one I'm talking about. When you get to that part, when that's animated, just know fuck Upper Moon 6. I'm about to say Upper Moon. I'm stupid. But yeah, God. I didn't even talk about like, well, I just told you guys things I like. But like, I just feel like this is easier. Like, simple plot, likable characters. And the fact that like some of the villains do have like, you know, oh, he was wronged in his past and things like that, which is like really cool. I didn't really like necessarily, I didn't like or dislike the ending. The only thing I did like was like, I'm not gonna spoil it, never mind. But like the ending is to me, it's like a good like 6, 7, not even 7. I'm gonna give like 6 or 5. And so it wasn't bad, it wasn't good. Like how I think about like tearing stuff is like 5 is decent. And like 6 is like above decent, and 7's good, very good, you know, so on and bad. But yeah, so this is just me talking about it. Jesus. Oh, wow, I also bought Zenitsu's Rube. I wish I show you guys, but this is a podcast. Maybe I'll start doing YouTube one day, like, and I'll just post on whatever. You know. But I do plan on. I haven't streamed in like 2 months apparently, because dude, I guess it's my internet has been just terrible recently. So streaming has been like a no-go. I don't know. I kind of want to stream Resident Evil. Sometimes I talk way too bad. The newest Resident Evil, the Villager one, just because the lady with the big mommy milkers. Beautiful. But yeah, you know, that's just my podcast. How I rate Demon Slayer is a good like 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10. But this is perfect. I'm telling you, this is perfect for bringing in people to watch anime. And nothing's wrong with, I hate one thing I do hate about like the anime community, they like to gatekeep. And like, dude, stop gatekeeping. Like, who cares? It's just anime, dude. This is not your life. I get that you like, oh, I don't want this culture basically to be like, you know, publicized and hype beast and all that. But like, dude, the more we get like anime out there, the more we get like better animation, probably the better studios, get more money, things like that. And you know, movies like the Mugen Train, which was almost damn near perfect. It's one of the best adaptations of a fucking manga ever, to be honest. But you know, that's just my podcast. Plus, I wanted to, you know, this is like kind of de-stressing me from having to study and like take finals all week. But hopefully, I'll get more things like that. Maybe. And oh, by the way, sorry. Sorry for the people who was like waiting for this. If there was any people waiting for this, because I don't know if I promised it last time or I was just thinking to myself that I was gonna make a Demon Slayer thing, but here it is. And if you're new here, this is all I do, just ramble. So I hope you guys like this. This is just me, and I don't think I'm gonna add like the beats to this back anymore. I just don't like it, to be honest. You guys can just hear me talk. I don't know if you guys did like the beats before, just, you know, just let me know and I'll just add them back in. On, well, I won't be able to add them to this one when I upload it, but I'll add them to the next ones and things like that. So I appreciate you guys listening. And this, I know this is kind of late because this is at like, I'm recording at like 7:38 Eastern time. So you guys get what I get, but you know, it's afternoon anyways, and this show is going good afternoon. God, Nikki. Oh God, I feel like I'm dragging this out too long. I'm so sorry. That's it. Follow me on Twitter, GodNikki96. You know, follow my streams. Just follow my day-to-day stuff. I just thought, you know, you guys deserve it at least. You know, your fans. I'm trying to grow this channel. I don't know what the goal is eventually, but maybe. Okay, next podcast, I'm going to talk about Kaguya Love is War, because I love that. And I'm going to... Sorry. Kaguya Love is War, and you know, maybe I'll give y'all a little boats thing talking about my love life, or what it was at least. Well, that's it. Good day, good night, have a nice one. Tell your friends to watch Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer is really good.